Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman zooms to the heavens on a mission of mercy in a last effort to save Apollo from doom.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Well, news certainly gets around, doesn't it, gang? Most every fellow and girl I know is all hepped up about the brand new series of comic buttons in packages of Kellogg's Pep. One kid tells another until everybody's excited as anything. And for good reason, too. These new Pep comic buttons are something to cheer about. 18 new and different comic strip characters done up in full color on gleaming white buttons that look mighty nifty pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And what a circus it is collecting them. First, you get the surprise of finding out which button's inside every package of Pep you open. And then you get the fun of swapping duplicates with your pals. You'll want to collect Flash Gordon and Brenda Starr and Cindy, Spud from Winnie Winkle, and the Little Moose, Pat Patton, Tess Trueheart, and Chief Brandon, and Vitamin Flintheart, and Superman, and all the others. So remind Mom to get you plenty of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these new comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's an exciting prize in every package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And there's good eating, too, because these are the whole wheat flakes with a sunny golden toasted flavor that gives breakfast a lift. Yes, sir, you'll like Pep, and you'll like the prizes in packages of P-E-P, the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now the adventures of Superman. Pointing out that the planet Apollo was now lost in space and presumably being drawn into the sun, Dr. Millison, the famous scientist, pleaded with Superman to give up his idea of searching for it because of a fear that he would almost certainly be destroyed. But Superman insisted on making an attempt to save the inhabitants of the doomed planet and, equipped with a device to sustain himself in the strange atmosphere of Apollo, rocketed away. As we continue now, he has passed beyond the orbit of Earth and is once more in the vast, awesome reaches of space, searching for the lost planet. Streaking in great looping arcs, he approaches closer and closer to the blazing white-hot sun, whose ultra-powerful rays and tremendous magnetic pull almost conquered him once before. Listen.
No sign of Apollo yet. Nothing but space. Emptiness. Dr. Millison was right. It's like looking for a marvel in the Pacific Ocean. But I've got to find it.
Oh, what happened?
I'm getting weak. Direct rays of the sun. Cosmic rays must have caught me again. Got to get away from them. Fast. Away! There. I'm all right now. I must be careful. Sun is like a terrific magnet, and I can't keep fighting it forever. If I'm going to find Apollo, I'd better find it quickly, or I'll be done for. Away!
Locked once more in a titanic battle with the sun, the mightiest force in the universe, Superman darts, wheels, streaks in tremendous flights and whirls like a flashing meteor himself, disdaining death as he searches for the lost planet Apollo. Meanwhile, like a rudderless ship lost in an endless sea, Apollo moves through space, drawing ever nearer to the all-consuming sun, whose great heat has already caused forests on the doomed planet to burst into raging flames, rivers and lakes to evaporate into nothingness. From his fire-gutted temple, the Ra's tyrant ruler of Apollo has gone to his summer palace on the hills above the parched Valley of Flowers. With the Ra's are his astrologers and court favorites. But many of the terrified people in an ever-swelling torrent have followed their ruler to the hills above the valley, where, surrounding the palace of metal and clay, they seethe and panic. Inside the palace, in his council room, the beak-nosed Ra's sits cross-legged on the floor with his two chief astrologers, Dama and Kree. Fear is written in the lines of his swarthy, perspiring face. and the golden circle on his forehead stands out like an angry ring of fire. Suddenly, he leaps to his feet, rushes to a deep vent in the thick wall. He jerks a heavy curtain across the vent, shutting out the noise of the crowd below. Then he strides back to his astrologers, fury for the moment banishing his fear.
You hear them, my astrologers? You hear the hateful noise of the rabble who, in their fear for their lives, lose their fear of me? Soon, unless something is done, they may even rise against me.
Nay.
They dare not, O Universal One.
They dare and they will. They think the star we live on is being consumed in heat and flame, and they would rise against me before they die.
But our star cannot be consumed.
Tell me then, Zama, how came the far snow-capped mountains to crumble like sand yesterday and then disappear? And whence comes this frightful heat, which causes our forests to blaze into fire of themselves, and our rivers and wells to dry up, and our crops to die?
It is the traitor Thane who is to blame for all this misfortune.
Aye, Thane, and the evil spirit with whom he conspired, he who called himself Superman. Between them, they have brought this evil upon us.
That is so, sire.
Perhaps you were right. It was Thane and this Superman who warned that our star would move into the great sun and be destroyed. Perhaps they have caused this to happen.
Aye, sire. If only you had heeded our counsel and turned Thane into stone at once.
When first we acquainted you with this treachery.
It was the princess who interceded for him. Also, I feared his power with the people. If I but had the villain Thane here now, my giant slaves would make him die slowly and painfully.
Do your spies search for him now?
Aye, but how can they find him? It is my belief that when Superman flew from our star, he took with him Thane, the girl Lalo, and the giant who aided them.
But Superman could not have taken Thane and the other two from our star, O'Ross.
What mean you, Kree? You saw them fly away.
Aye, but we say Superman is a spirit from a star of the dead. Thane and his daughter still live. They could not go to Superman's star without killing them.
That is true. Superman must have deposited them somewhere upon this, our own star.
I had not thought of that. But if that is so, then why have my spies not found Thane? My orders were to search everywhere, in every village. I will have the Captain Kor in here at once.
Here is Kor now, sire.
Ah, Kor, I would speak with you.
What is your wish, my Raj?
I know that Thane must be somewhere in our land. I command you to find him at once, or your life will be forfeit.
I have come to report that Thane has been found, O Universal One.
What?
He has?
He was found in the village of his birth, on the ridge above the Sea of Mercury.
Good, excellent. Where is the villain now?
Below, in the valley, sire.
Bring him to me at once.
That may be dangerous, sire.
Dangerous? What mean you?
Many of the people surround Thane. They say he warned of this calamity which has come upon us. If we attempt to harm him, we may precipitate a revolution.
Who speaks of harming him, fool? At least at this moment. Hear me, Captain. Say to Thane that I seek his wise counsel. Say that if he will come to me now and aid in saving our star, anything he asks shall be his. Anything.
But how can you offer this, O'Ross?
He will ask that you free all of our subjects.
Let him ask, and I will promise. I will even promise to advocate for my throne in Thane's own favor if he asks.
Nay.
Silence! Thane, with his magic, is the only one who can save us from destruction. That is, with the aid of Superman, the evil spirit with whom he is in league. When they have done what we wish, I shall finish them quickly and then conveniently forget all my promises.
Aye, of course.
You are wonderfully clever, O'Ross.
Hurry, Captain. Carry my message to Thane and escort him here at once.
Planning to trick Superman into coming to his aid, the despotic Ra's waits for Thane. Unaware that at this very moment, Superman is exerting every effort of his great strength and will in a search for the lost planet. In the limitless reaches of space, the Man of Steel has begun to circle the sun, fighting off its terrible, numbing rays, flashing away from the deadly streams of electrons pouring throughout space from sunspots. Half blinded, he shields his eyes from the sun and continues to push onward.
I can't go on much longer. Getting weaker. But Thane and Lalo, everyone on Apollo will be lost unless I help them. Oh, those rays. They're worse than 100 cyclotrons. Where is that planet? Maybe Millicent's right. Maybe it's already been consumed by the sun. Wait. What's that? Far off there. Could that be? Yes, it looks like Apollo. Great Scott, now I don't see it anymore. Did my eyes play a trick on me? Away!
Hoping against hope, Superman urges his tired muscles into another burst of speed and streaks away in the direction where he thought he had seen the doomed planet. Did he see it? And if so, what has happened to it? We'll return in a moment with the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Babe, you know what an encore is, don't you? You know, in the theater, when you like an act, you clap for more. Well, those Pep comic buttons are sure doing an encore now. Why, they're so doggone popular with all the fellas and girls in the gang, Kellogg's Pep is putting out a brand new series of 18 new buttons to collect. And Pep can take a bow for that, believe me, because these new Pep comic buttons are a sight to see. They're bright colored as anything on gleaming white enamel with the pictures of your favorite funny paper characters standing out clear and sharp. Like Judy, for instance, from Gasoline Alley, and Barney Google, and Toots and Casper, and Superman himself, with his red insignia on the bright blue jersey. Yes, sir, these new Pep comic buttons are really terrific, and so easy to collect, too. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere. But every time Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep, there's one of these buttons as a prize inside. And there's mighty good eating for you, too, because Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's loaded with catchy, sunny, toasted flavor, crisp and fresh as can be. Tell Mom you want Pep for breakfast every day. And get your prizes from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As Superman makes a final desperate effort to locate Apollo, the elderly, white-bearded Thane, weakened and sad, has been brought into the presence of the Ra's, who pleads with him craftily.
Anything you wish will be yours. I will grant freedom to everyone in this land, as you have so often asked me to do, only save us.
But I tell you, there is nothing I can do, sire.
It's because he does not wish to aid us, Ra's.
Quiet, Nama. Hear me, Thane. Save us, and you shall have even my throne. I will abdicate in your favor.
That will not be necessary, Ra's. For in but a short time, you will abdicate in favor of the great being.
Speak not thus. It is you who can preserve us.
Nay, not I. Earlier, perhaps with the aid of Superman, he whom you scorned and seek to destroy. But now it is too late.
It cannot be. It must not be. Summon Superman to come back and help us.
Oh, if only I could, sire.
You must. You must.
I, you summoned him once. Do so again, I beg of you.
I tell you, it is impossible, sire.
Hold. What is that?
Great stars. It sounds as if the end is near.
The whole palace shakes.
See, sire. Whole valley is cracking.
Speak, Thane. What is this man? What happened?
I fear we have now come so close to the sun that our star splits and breaks apart in the sun's heat and terrible rays.
Aye. That is the end.
Nay. Nay, it is not so, Thane. Save us. Save us.
Would that I could, sire. Not for your sake, but for the sake of the helpless millions on this star who must suffer for your blind lust for power. But now nothing can be done. Our fateful end is at hand.
Thrown from their feet as another titanic explosion seems to shake and rend Apollo apart, the Ra's and his terrified astrologers wail in loud anguish, while Thane is quiet and resigned. Is this the end of Apollo and its people? What if Superman, half-blinded in fate, is he chasing a mirage, and is he, too, doomed? Tomorrow's episode is packed with thrills and action, fellows and girls, so be sure not to miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, what goes with the kids in other countries? What do they look like and how do they dress? Well, Kellogg has the answer with the cutouts on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And the kids in your family will have a swell time with these dolls of all nations, cutting them out and changing their costumes, collecting all six countries in the series, like Norway, Holland, and China. Two cutout dolls to every package, you know, and they're dressed like the real thing. That's Dolls of All Nations on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.